The word of the Lord through the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 43. Jerusalem has fallen. We are in the new creation. Then he led me to the gate facing east, and behold, the glory of God of Israel was coming from the east, and the sound of his coming was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. And the vision I saw was just like the vision that I had seen when he came to destroy the city, just like the vision that I had seen by the Kivar canal. And I fell on my face. And as the glory of the Lord entered the temple by the gate facing east, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord, Kavod, Yahweh, filled the temple. While the man was standing beside me, I heard one speaking to me out of the temple, and he said to me, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell with the people Israel forever." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At least 10 years ago, I heard it said, no doubt in a dark moment, that the Missouri Synod had left in her at best 10 years. Well, here we are, looking forward to 2017. That's at least another 9 by God's grace. Of course, that is the LCMS. We might ponder also the Evangelical Lutheran Church, to which we pledge faithfulness. If not in ordination vows, then for almost all of us in confirmation vows. Not to mention the one holy Catholic and apostolic church we confess in the Nicene Creed. And then there's the church in Ezekiel's day. The people of God, empowered and entrusted with the promises of God, but almost on the eve of destruction. No doubt wondering how much worse it could get. Now, this was not just a dark moment of cynical reflection. This was not a discussion or even debate on how theology appropriately plays out in practice. This was not a discussion over strategic priorities and alignment. This was abject and actual apostasy. With God's judgment already announced through his holy prophets of old. Isaiah saw it coming. Jeremiah said it clearly. Ezekiel suffered capture. He was writing from Babylon, remember, concerned for the church in Jerusalem. One church, remember. And when one part of the body was in exile, the whole body groaned. One church, one Lord, one faith, one circumcision, one people, one message, one mission. One history. Oh, and what a history it was. Going back to our founding fathers, understanding our roots, Abraham, Moses, Aaron, David. Genesis 12, to Abraham, "You will be for me a great nation, a goy gadol." Maybe even a player in the public religious life of the world. And through you and your seed, all families of the earth will receive blessing. Fast forward to Moses in our lesson today. "You have seen what I did to Egypt, how I lifted you up on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." Grounded in the gospel of deliverance, we are God's people. That's pretty simple, straightforward, ecclesiology. I am your God, you are my people. As we sang yesterday to today, from history into the future, Church of God, elect and glorious, you are my treasured possession from all nations, for all nations. You are a priestly kingdom, a holy nation. The Goy Gadol is now a Goy Kadosh. And yes, there was structure. Some was God ordained, a priesthood through Aaron, mediators of God's service and sacrifice. There was structure, an annual calendar ordered around three great festivals that identified the distinctive life cycle of the people of God, united with the whole church throughout space and time. Yes, there was structure. Remember the camp, three tribes on each side, and in the center, the tabernacle of God, the dwelling place of God on earth. And into it was filled the glory of God, Kavod Yahweh, God's glory in their midst. And so the story moves on. The glory of God leading the way through the wilderness, across the river, into the promised land. The glory of God always at the heart and center of the people of God. Oh, they had their dark days. The structure broke down. All Israel degenerated into tribal factions. The Philistines even captured the ark. What did they name the child? E Kavod. Gone is the glory. The glory had departed. There were changes in structure. They wanted a king like the nation. Samuel was against it. God walked and talked him through it. Kind of came to the conclusion, yeah, we can do king. It's a matter of polity. But it's not a kingdom like the nations. This is the kingdom of God. And so, a house and lineage of David and Solomon, a house, a temple, and the glory of God filled the temple. God's glory in their midst. And the kingdom of God came, even as we pray that it would come amongst us also. The kingdom of David and Solomon also came and went, as human institutions are wont to do. But God's promises are sure, judgment and salvation, a future and a hope, even to and through that house and lineage of David, in him who came to be both David's son and David's Lord. But first, Ezekiel, in the darkest of days. Palace gone, temple gone, king gone, God still there. Somewhere, hidden in the midst of judgment. A theology, an ecclesiology, a missiology of sin and suffering, not of human gain and glory. But the glory of God was still there. Hanging around, at least. Oh, it seemed as though it had abandoned them. The glory had departed again, left the temple to camp out on the Mount of Olives and to leave the city defenseless, hopeless and helpless without God's presence in their midst. They had lost their way. They had lost their center. They had lost their focus. They had lost their God. But, dear friends in Christ, this is not the end of the story. Ezekiel, as the prophets before him, looked beyond the judgment, beyond destruction, beyond the grave, beyond the dry bones, to that yet more glorious day. Then the Spirit of Yahweh lifted me up and brought me to the inner court, and the glory of Yahweh filled the temple. And he said, "Son of man, this is where I will live among my people forever." Ezekiel even saw a restructuring. All the tribes neatly arranged and ordered just right, working together in unity and harmony. The king demoted, downgraded, and contained. But at the heart of it, the temple of Yahweh. And at the heart of the temple, the glory of Yahweh filled the temple. In a city with the name Yahweh Shammah, Yahweh is there. And so the glory of God came to dwell amongst us. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory is of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Dear friends in Christ, Paul puts it so well, 2 Corinthians 4, we have seen the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Christ has come. Christ has died. Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. The kingdom of God has not only come near, it has come, even as we pray that it may come amongst us also. Oh, there is structure. Some is ordained. A ministry of the means of grace. Stewards of the mysteries of God. Mediators of God's grace. As a called and ordained servant of the word, I forgive you your sins. The body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you, the gifts of God for the people of God. Yahweh is there. Yahweh is here. Oh, there is structure. Some by human wisdom, districts and synod in some corners, propsts and bishops in others, presidents and chairmen, voters and councils and commissions and committees, and all of them, like popes and councils, can err. But there is a ministry that is prophetic, priestly, royal, shepherd, servant, pastor, elder, overseer. There is the people of God, the whole people of God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, mediating God's grace and holiness into all the world, from all nations, for all nations, declaring the marvelous deeds of Him who has brought you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And at the heart and center of it all is the glory of God in Christ Jesus, the body of Christ that gives life and identity to the people of God, the body of Christ gathered around, formed by the body of Christ. So that we might be the body of Christ into all the world, confessing Christ, proclaiming Christ's coming until He comes again. when we with all the saints in glory will be there where Yahweh is. God's glory in our midst. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.